mates, and welcome to another edition of the Padded Room Podcast, Outpatient Files. My name is Darian. Joining me tonight, or today, whenever you're listening to this, is none other than Amanda from the CogPod. Amanda, how are you today, my dear?
I'm good, Darian. How are you?
I am well. I'm doing okay so far. So far, so good.
Okay.
Amanda, you will know from the CogPod, she's a bit of a gamer girl, and also from Session 8. Now, I haven't actually checked out Session 8 yet, Amanda. How exactly does that work? You just watch movies and people kind of join you for that? Is that how it goes?
Yeah, so it's kind of in the vein of Mystery Science Theater.
Okay.
Remember?
Right.
So we watch really crappy horror films together and make fun of it the whole time.
Those are the best.
And then every now and then I'll convince them to watch a real horror film to kind of break it up.
Okay, that's a good plan. What was the last movie you watched on Session 8?
So, for Shark Week, we watched Raiders of the Lost Shark.
Oh, that's great.
It was awful. It was like,
of course,
so
it is.
Bad. One of the worst things I've ever seen.
Of course, Amanda. What were you expecting from Raiders of the Lost Shark? A serious cinematic experience?
No. But I can tell you, I honestly believe that I could do better in just this one room with my camera phone. It was so bad.
I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it for a second. God. All you need is like a cheesy mascot outfit of a shark, and you're pretty much set, right?
That's true. So this week we were like, we're going to do a serious one. So this week we're going to watch Pontypool, if you've ever seen that one.
Okay. Yeah, I have.
Yeah, we're watching that this week.
Have you seen it before?
Yeah, I have. I didn't remember, so I've seen a lot of movies, and I forget often if I've seen the movie or not. So I watched the trailer for Pontypool, like, oh, I wonder what this is about, and I was like, oh, wait, I've already seen this. So yeah, I've seen it, and I liked it a lot, so it'll be fun.
I liked it. I like the zombie action in it. I just don't understand the whole English language causes a zombie outbreak thing.
Yeah, they didn't really explain the cause much at all. It just kind of was like, oh, if you're within this radio distance, you're infected. Like, it didn't really explain it.
I don't get it, man. Am I just too stupid for this movie or what?
No, I think that they just didn't bother to make it make sense. But the cool thing was the dude, like the radio dude with his cool hat.
Stephen
he was
McCaddy.
A fun character.
Yeah, he's a great actor, too.
Yeah, he's the best.
He's been
part
in
of
some
it.
Other horror movies. Now, Amanda, I know you, I love you, but I got to put you on the spot here because I can't just have anybody up here in the padded room. I need to know, we need to establish a little street cred from you. We need to know your top three horror movies of all time. Go.
Oh, God, all time. Can it be a series as one answer?
Go crazy.
Okay. So, favorite ever would be Nightmare on Elm Street, just because that's where I started. So I started watching scary movies when I was like 4, because I had an older brother, and that's what you do with your older brother.
Of course.
Nightmare on Elm Street was like the start of it all. I'm trying to think favorites. Texas Chainsaw Massacre, but I like the remake. Don't Kill
right.
Me. The one,
no,
the one
I'm
with Jessica
you.
Biel.
Yes, I'm with you
that
on
was
that
better.
One. Dude,
that one was better.
Andrew Bynarski is way more threatening as Leatherface than the other guy, Gunnar Hansen. I
agree. So right that on. One was better. And then I can see in your background that you like The Evil Dead, which I didn't. I get it, and I understand the campiness of it, and I can give it the cred that it deserves, but I didn't really like it. What else did I love? We watched a lot of Hellraiser as kids. We watched, obviously, like Jason and just any of like the old school. So I'm like 80s horrors where
that's
I
cool.
started.
Yeah, so you're about the same age as I am, probably.
Yeah, I'm 35.
I'm 39.
Oh, okay, so we're, I know.
Yeah, I make it a habit to shave all the gray hair off the side of my head. But lately, I'm having to shave a lot more than I used to, you know? Used to be I could just do like a number one around the side. Now I got to go like skin deep to get rid of it all. It's disgusting.
Aww.
That's what you have to look forward to, Amanda, shaving your head.
Luckily with redheads, like our hair doesn't lose its color until you're super old. And then it doesn't go gray. It goes white.
Oh.
Which is kind of cool. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So
it's almost like a platinum thing, right?
Yeah. So that's not going to be a big deal.
Cool, cool. So you're a gamer chick, you suppose?
Ish. Kind of ish, not as much as hardcore gamers, but we do have gaming group.
Yeah, you run a podcast specifically dedicated to gaming. I don't think anything else could qualify you more as a gamer chick than having the podcast.
Well, I don't know, because people... So my game of choice, and this is going to get me a lot of flack, but I love Minecraft more than anything.
That's cool.
But what started me playing video games as far as PC gaming, like, of course, I played Atari, Nintendo, all that growing up, but hardcore gaming was Diablo 3.
Oh, wow.
Is where I started. So it's only been a few years that I've actually been a PC gamer.
I'm into it. I'm into Minecraft. My kids love it.
Hear that a lot.
Yeah, I don't have the stamina to play like they do, though. You know what I mean? Because they will hang for, like, I have to go and let them know when the calendar rolls. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, dude, you gotta be up for school pretty soon. Have you slept, by the way?
It's insane. Yeah, once we start, I can sit for 6 to 8 hours and be like, oh, shit, I forgot to eat. Like, I didn't go to the bathroom for a day. Like, I just forget, and I'm just in it for
that
moment.
That's not a healthy thing.
I don't do it that often now. We used to have a server for our gaming group, but... It caused a lot of lag because we put a lot of mods on our Minecraft. And so heavily modded Minecraft does not run well. People that play Minecraft know that. So we'll get it back and trim down our mods a little bit.
Yeah, you're a gamer girl, dude. I have no idea what you just said. So
okay.
You're definitely a gamer girl.
Enough.
No, yeah, totally. Do you have any favorite horror video games?
Yeah, so I played...
I guess Diablo 3 would count, right?
Well, kind of. It's not really that scary. That's more of a shooter type.
Yeah.
So I played that, and then I played... This one doesn't count as a horror game, but it's called Spooky Cats, and it's like a platformer, and it was so much fun to play. I played... What was the other scary one I played? It's not Lights Out. That's a movie.
Right.
I don't remember the name of it, but it was one where it's basically it takes you through a horror film, but you're playing, like... the main character trying to figure out the horror thing. Okay. So I like horror games. I just don't have that many. People have like donated games to me quite often.
Oh, that's cool.
And I just haven't gotten around to it. I'm just lazy.
Me too.
That's really it.
Yeah, no, me too. I'm with you. Like I try to get into the Resident Evils. They're kind of boring. A little bit.
They can be. Right? I heard the newest one is really good, but like I haven't played any of it. I saw some gameplay of it, but
yeah, I mean, it's a lot of, you got to find this piece to connect to that piece to build the weapon to shoot the guy. But then he's going to come back, and then you got to go find some other crap that's going to kill him again. It gets a little tedious.
Yeah.
A little bit. I like the Left 4 Dead, Xbox 360.
Those were fun, but that's been a while.
Yeah, anything where you're, like, discharging a weapon into a horde of zombies.
It can be satisfying.
Very much, especially after a long day at work. You know, you come home, you crack a beer, you load up the anti-tank weapon, and you shoot the horde of zombies.
Yeah, it's like letting off some steam. So I remember the game I played that was really fun playthrough was Layers of Fear, is what it's called.
Oh, wow. Never even heard of that. Is that a PC game?
Uh-huh.
Very cool.
I only play on PC now.
Oh, really? Yeah, dude, you're like a gamer elite then. You know what I mean?
I am. You're PC like, Master Race.
I don't even have time for PS4s and 360s.
I don't. I can't deal with it.
What's your favorite kind of game? Strategy? RTS?
I really like... Yeah, I like the Diablo-type playing games. And we played a bit when I first started of League of Legends.
Cool.
Obviously, the skill cap for League of Legends is super high. Like, if you're not really good at it, then you have to go into it knowing that you're not good at it and just have fun with it. Mm-hmm. So I played a bit of that. We played some Guild Wars, which is kind of similar to like
World of Warcraft.
Yeah. So, but I didn't really like Guild Wars that much. It's pretty, but there's too many like side quest things you have to do.
Right.
It takes up a lot of time to level your character.
Did you ever get into World of Warcraft?
No, not even a little bit. I saw, so my husband started to play it one day and I was like, that's World of Warcraft. It looks like crap. Like the visually, it's still the old school way. Like they haven't ever updated it because it's so huge to update it. Like you have to redo so much so they're not going to bother. So
I get it, man. And who the hell has time for that sort of thing anyway?
I sure don't.
Me neither. Man, very cool. Do you have like a certain kind of like horror subgenre when it comes to the movies that you're into?
For sure. I love slashers the most.
Everybody says that. Everybody loves the slashers. What do you like so much about the slashers? Stealth kill?
Not even. I like to see people make mistakes. So it's always the chick like running from the guy and she goes the wrong direction or falls down like an idiot or something. And I like the fact that a lot of slasher movies have really funny kind of kills. So I'm like the weirdo in the movie theater watching the slasher. Everybody else is freaking out and I'm laughing hysterically at the deaths because right. I think it's funny. I do like psychological thrillers.
Cool.
The ones that I don't like are human torture kind of films, like the Saw movies. I liked the first one because it kind of was a new thing, but seeing humans in agony, I can't stand. But a slasher, like, they're dead right away. So it's not really,
most of the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I don't like the torture.
I actually like the Saw films, but not so much for the torture, but just because they have like that underlying tone of redemption. Like, these are bad people that have done some bad shit, but I'm going to put them through hell to try to redeem them in some way. Well, at least the first four films.
Yeah, the first 7,000 of them.
After that, it did get a little silly.
They're starting another series of them. Did you see?
They did. Saw Legacy.
Yeah. And I was like, man, I don't know. I can't do it.
I'm into it. I'll check it out. I'll watch anything, really. That's my gig.
You can let me know if it's worth it for me to watch it.
I can tell you right now, it's probably not, to be honest with you. I mean, if we're just following the Saw trajectory as to how the movies went, you could probably skip this one.
Okay.
Any other franchises that, warm the cockles of your heart, so to speak?
I have a really special place in my heart for paranormal movies in general, but especially the Paranormal Activity movies.
Right on.
A lot of people hate them, but I love them. Except for the third one.
I didn't mind the third one. I thought the third one was okay. That was the one where they retrofitted the Xbox.
Yeah, they went back in time. No, that's the fourth one. So the third one, they go back in time.
That's right. The third one was the prequel with their parents.
Yeah,
right?
And I didn't like that one.
Oh, really? Right. I actually liked that one, too. I didn't like the one where they went to the hood. That's never a good thing when they go to the hood.
That one didn't really make sense. It didn't really seem like it was supposed to be part of the story, so that's true. We can discount that one, too. But the one with the Kinect was the coolest one.
Yeah.
I liked that one a lot.
That was four?
That was four.
Five.
Yeah.
Four.
That was four. Five? And then five was the one the hood.
Yeah, no. Technically, yes. But I think they called it the Dark Ones, the Chosen Ones, or something like that.
Yeah. And then six
Ghost Dimension.
And I actually liked that one a lot, too. People rip on it pretty hardcore, but I liked that one. I thought it was cool.
Yeah, not bad. It just kind of rode the 3D angle a little hard, I thought. And if you're not watching it in 3D, it sucks. I mean, it doesn't suck, but you could. I have a little bit of a pet peeve for movies that were shot in 3D, but then like don't translate. So you get a lot of that weird 3D cinematography. A lot of the, hey, look over there.
Yeah, and it doesn't. It's not as effective as it is when you're watching it in 3D.
Yeah,
but I liked it okay. So I like those whole set.
Right on. Are you a fan of the found footage style, or just those ones in particular?
Sure. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite, other than Paranormal Activity, a favorite found footage?
Let me think. I liked Blair Witch when it came out. Looking back, no. And then I also went and saw the remake. Don't bother with that. It's literally almost exactly the same as the original. Done again.
No, I didn't like it. I don't think it's actually a remake because they reference Heather Donahue as being the older sister of the guy that's out there. And I'm with you. I like the Blair Witch when it came out, but rewatching it recently, I just couldn't get past Heather Donahue. Right?
Yeah.
She.
Exactly.
I mean, I get it. I'm not supposed to like her, and she's written to be kind of bitchy. But God damn, was she grating! I would have choked her out if I was out there.
A little bit too much.
Yeah, man.
I also am known for really terrible taste in scary movies. So just to give you an example, my favorites that are awful, like House of Wax, the one with Paris Hilton, the newer one.
You know, I wasn't mad at that.
Okay, I liked that. And I liked Gothica, which most people hate.
No, I wasn't mad at that one either. Those are both Dark Castle movies. And they were known for remaking the films of William Castle. I don't know if you're familiar with him.
Oh, okay.
Basically, he was. You remember, like, in the 40s and 50s, they had all those gimmicky horror movies where they would, like, have monster props fly through the theater while you're watching the movie and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
That was kind of his gig. So it was Gothica, House of Wax, 13 Ghosts.
I loved 13 Ghosts.
I mean, who doesn't?
It's one of my favorites. House on Haunted Hill.
House on Haunted Hill is another one. Ghost Ship. I think there was a few more. Those always had a special place in my heart just because I love the original so much. And I wasn't really, people love to hate the remakes, but I wasn't mad at those at all.
No, I liked it. And even the remake of, which one was it? It had Jared Padalecki in it.
Friday the 13th.
Yeah, so the new Friday the 13th was good. And I also liked all of the way that Rob Zombie redid
Halloween
movies.
Yeah,
I really liked his.
Yeah.
And I liked House of a Thousand Corpses, obviously. Devil's Rejects, obviously.
Of course.
So, yeah.
How did you feel about Lords of Salem?
I didn't see that one.
Okay. That one is kind of polarizing because it gets a lot of flack for being kind of... I guess a whole lot of buildup and not a lot of payoff in a weird way. I feel like it has more to do with addiction. It's about this cult of witches in Salem and they're trying to come back and all that crap. But the crux of the story is Sherry Moon Zombie as a female DJ and her dealing with her own drug abuse and addiction. I feel I think it's a good show either way.
I mean, I like to watch pretty much anything. I'll give anything a shot. You know,
sure. Have there ever been, I mean, other than Raiders of the Lost Shark, have there ever been any movies that have been so bad they've pissed you off?
Yeah, so I have a couple that, and I tell this story to everybody that asks me. So I watched this really awful, scary movie called Mute Witness.
Okay.
It's about a deaf mute that witnesses a murder, and then the mafia comes after her. It was so bad that I literally broke the DVD in half. so that I would never, ever accidentally even watch it again.
Wow.
And then back when renting movies was a thing, I rented Silence Becomes Her with Alicia Silverstone. And it was so bad that I took the DVD that I rented, mind you, I scraped it on some bricks and then burned it with a lighter, turned it back in, and I was like, it doesn't work.
Wow.
And he was like, it's messed up. I'm like, yeah, it should be. Don't make anybody else ever watch this.
Wow, Amanda, you're burning calories on these movies that are that bad. Normally, I just walk out and I call it a day. And I'm like, I'm not going to watch that again. But you're like breaking out the tools and stuff to make sure that this never happens to anyone else.
Yeah.
I love it.
For sure. For sure.
Right on, man. If I had to pick one, have you ever seen a movie called Diary of the Dead?
Yeah.
It's terrible. That is terrible.
Yeah.
And that,
it's very awful.
What makes it even worse is that it was directed by George Romero, I am a George Romero guy. And if you disagreed with me, it would be a fist fight. But until that movie was made. But then because that one came out after Land of the Dead, which I liked, but I don't think anybody else did.
I didn't like that one either. But
that's fine.
Mad respect for Romero because obviously he started so much, but eventually towards the end, like they started to get not good.
No, they were terrible.
The last ones. Yeah.
They were terrible.
Was Land of the Dead the one where the zombies were walking on the ocean floor?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's the one I didn't like.
They had no. I don't blame you. I understand completely why nobody else likes it except for me. But when Diary of the Dead came out, he tried to do found footage, and it was so bad, I couldn't even go back and watch old Romero movies for a while after that. I was like, you are George Romero. You are not allowed to put out this degree of crap. How dare you, sir?
Granted,
I didn't scrape it on a brick or anything. I think I still have it on a shelf around here. But now that you've offered that as a viable option, I may consider putting it in a wood chipper or something. I don't know. I'll have to get back to you on it.
The only movie that's worse than anything anybody's ever seen is one that I was an extra in I was a zombie nurse extra in this really crappy found footage. Like, you know how you've got A, B, C movies? This was, double Z, awful level bad.
Okay.
It never even got completely finished, I don't think. So I found it on YouTube by accident, and we tried to watch it, and I'm in it, and I couldn't even watch it. So
could you find yourself in it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw myself, and it was just awful.
That bad, huh? What's well, now you have to tell us. What's the name of this
movie? I'm not going to tell
you. You have to tell us. Amanda, you have to tell us. You cannot tell us that you're in a movie and then not tell us the title of the movie.
Because it doesn't deserve to be promoted in any way. Okay. But it was called The Walk with Darkness.
The Walk with Darkness. I am writing that down.
Oh,
I
will
I will post a link to that in the show notes.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Like, they even have me on IMDb.
Wow.
As, like, a nurse listed in that stupid movie. Can I delete this?
Oh, no. That bad, yeah. Huh? Did you at least have fun? Did you at least have fun, like, making it?
I did. I had a blast. It was really funny because when we left the set, so I'm driving home covered in fake blood in a nurse's outfit. And so we're driving home and people passing me on the highway were looking over like, why is this chick covered in blood? Like, what happened? So I got some funny looks from that.
That's cool. At least you had fun.
But it was a blast. Right. And it was cool to see how movies are made because you don't really realize it until you're behind the scenes that nobody except the main characters actually make a sound. So when you see people clapping and cheering and dancing, there's no music. They don't actually clap. Like, there's no sound. So no. It's really weird.
Yeah. I actually made a short film a couple years ago, and it's terrible. And it's on YouTube also if you want to watch it. But just...
So what you have to do for me then is when you post my stupid link, you have to post your link.
I can't hear you, Amanda. I think you're breaking up a little bit.
You have to post your link then if you're going to post mine.
I will do that. It's the whole process is just a lot more... I thought it would be more fun, but it's not because... There's like a lot of putting out fires and, oh, this person just left and where is she and get her back. Oh, she's gone. I don't know. It can be nightmarish.
Especially if you're the one doing it. Like being an extra in a movie, like that wasn't hard for me. They did my makeup and I did my thing, whatever. But making the movie, that would be such an undertaking.
That's a whole other level of hell. And that is why I think I'm much better at making fun of them than actually making them. That's just, I think that's probably my calling in life. Right on, Amanda. Sure. Do you have like any favorite horror personalities, like actors, directors, or anything like that that you look for?
Obviously, I love Robert Englund. Love him. So Tim Curry, even though really he didn't do a lot of scary movies, just because of It, that started my fear of clowns at a very young age. And every movie he's ever done, he's amazing in. The other thing I just remembered when I was little that started my fear of dolls, because if you know me, that's like my major fear. So anything that's in that uncanny valley, dolls, marionettes, any of that kind of stuff.
Anything that's supposed to be cute, right?
That's not, yeah. Right. So Chucky ruined my life. There and then Puppet Master. Do you remember that movie?
I do. There's like 12 of them.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It terrified my life. but no, so Freddy would be the biggest one because he was like my first franchise that I loved.
Right.
And I am a bad fan because I don't ever remember like whoever directed the movie. I don't know actors' names. Like, I just don't have the memory bank to remember all of that.
No, that's fine. I mean, once you get deeper into the franchise, then it's just like a rotating carousel of directors and producers and you know, you get into part 8, part 9, it's like, what the, this has nothing to do with anything. What are we even looking at?
Right. I love Wes Craven. I love Stephen King. So there's a few, you know, the basic ones that I remember their names, but not everybody.
Sure. How did you feel about the Nightmare on Elm Street remake?
It was okay.
If you didn't like it, it's fine, Amanda.
It was okay. I'll give it enough to say it was okay, but obviously it's not as good as the originals.
I agree. Everybody hates that movie with like a furious passion. I don't understand why myself.
I wouldn't say I hated it.
I mean, I agree. I don't think it's as good as the original if you're just going on a part one by part one basis. But I'm not mad at it at all. I mean, it's just somebody else's take on a pretty good story. So I'm not Everybody, I think it's become a very popular trend just to hate remakes on the basis that they're remakes. And I'm not going to lie to you, there's some real shitbirds out there. But at the same time, like you brought up Rob Zombie and the Halloween remakes. Not bad. Not too bad.
They were good. The one remake I didn't like at all. Like I mentioned Evil Dead.
Right.
And I respect it and I love it. The remake was awful.
You didn't like that one.
It was so bad. I hated it.
Wow.
Who makes Ash? Like, wait, was it Ash that was the female?
No.
In the remake?
There wasn't. It's kind of like a weird line with that one because there was no Ash in the remake. And technically, if you really want to get like specific with it, you can't even really call it a remake because it mentions sort of in a half-assed way the events of the first films. The
only way it was so similar.
It was, but the only really, because like if you remember at the beginning when they get to the cabin, she's sitting on like a rusted out car in the back of the cabin. That was that was Ash's actual car. And then at the very end, after the credits, Bruce Campbell comes in and he's like, groovy. So,
I didn't like them having the lead that was supposed to be that guy be that chick, and it just didn't work for me.
Okay. No, I get that. If you're like a diehard Evil Dead person, you can kind of get behind it just because of the absurdity of the gore and the tree rape and all
the tree rape was fine. Yeah. What I didn't like was there was so much fake blood that, especially in HD, you could tell it was fake blood. Oh, like, it didn't really look realistic at all.
Yeah.
It was too much.
Yeah, but that's kind of what you're looking for in the
Evil Dead. I mean, it's supposed to be campy. That's right. Yeah. But I don't know. It just didn't work for me.
No, it's cool. I get it.
I'm excited to see it, though. Are you excited about it?
That looks badass, does it not?
Mm-hmm.
Were you a fan of the original?
Oh, God, yeah. Even though it scared my life and traumatized me to where I can't. So it's clowns, dolls, marionettes, but also what really freaks me out is like any adult in a furry costume, like mascots.
Really?
I will like clam up and run in the opposite direction. Like I can't. It just freaks me out.
So you can't watch college football at all, can you?
No, but for other reasons. So, like in all the movies where they have masks, like You're Next or all the Purge movies, any of those weird masks, they really get me. They freak me out a lot.
Have you seen a movie called The Strangers?
Yes, it was so good.
Yeah,
it was
right?
So good.
But that's
I loved it.
Is that the kind of masks you're talking about there?
Yeah. Yeah, that freaks me out.
That's awesome. Can't do it. I love that. I love that about you. That's good times.
Now you know how to scare me.
Oh, yeah.
Pictures of yourself random in a bunch
masks,
of masks
wearing people stuff. Or I'll put a GoPro on and go to one of those furry conventions. See how you like
or,
that.
Or like send me some dolls, but they're clown dolls, so it's like a double hitter.
Oh, yeah. Mess you all up. Right on, man. So that's cool. We talked about remakes. Do you have a favorite remake that comes to mind?
It's going to be the Texas Chainsaw one, for
sure.
Oh,
yeah. I could see that.
Yeah, by far.
I like that one.
It was done so well.
That one was really good. Did you see the prequel to that remake, Texas Chainsaw Beginning?
I didn't.
You can probably skip that one. It's not bad, but it's like they felt the need to answer every single possible question that you might have about the first one. Like, you get to see the old guy get his legs cut off. You get to see Arlie Emery get his teeth knocked out. So you know every single little nuance.
Oh, wait. I did see that then. Because I do remember that. I did see that. Did you ever see they did, like, Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3D, which was like 20 years later, she inherits the land.
Yes.
And everybody hates it, but I actually really, really liked it because all the deaths were so outrageous. And I was laughing the whole time.
I wasn't mad at that. The only problem I had with that was there was a major flaw with the chronology of it.
Oh, God, yeah. It didn't make sense, but it was still funny.
No, yeah, because you had like a hot 19-year-old Alexandra Daddario, who's supposed to be, I think, the daughter of the Sawyer clan.
Somehow.
Yeah, so she would have to be either in her late 50s, or this movie took place like in 1985-ish, which it didn't. No.
It didn't.
Everybody's so got iPhones and stuff, so no.
They should have made her the granddaughter.
That would make more sense.
That would have made more sense. So yeah. I don't know if maybe they did and I just misunderstood it, but...
No, they didn't. They didn't.
Okay.
That was a huge issue I had with it. And I was like, I'm watching it in the theater and I'm looking around going...
Does anybody else have a question?
Am I missing something? Anybody? No? Okay, whatever.
No.
Right on.
I thought that too, but I just skipped over it and enjoyed it for what it was.
Yeah.
So.
Right on.
It's just a slasher.
It is. And it was. Did you actually get to watch it in 3D?
I did.
That's pretty badass, right?
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun.
Good
The
time.
First movie I ever saw in 3D, like real D3D, was My Bloody Valentine with Jensen Ackles.
Yeah.
God, it was good. Yeah. I love him.
Really?
Yes.
Whoa, do you need
Supernatural a fan. Supernatural fan. So hardcore.
The ladies love Supernatural.
We do.
Right on. It's fine. It's a good show. I'm into it. Fuck, man. What are they, like 13 seasons deep now?
Yeah, it's about to be. They're going to start 13 next.
I think I quit watching around season 5. There's nothing wrong with it. I just couldn't keep up anymore. Plus, with all these new shows coming on, Game of Thrones and all these other horror shows, American Horror Story, I just couldn't.
Yeah.
I don't have time for that many TV shows, you know?
That's true. It's a lot to keep up with.
Totally. Any other TV shows you're into?
I just finished Santa Clarita Diet, which is on Netflix, where Drew Barrymore somehow becomes a zombie, and they never explain how, at least not in the first season that's on there. It was really, really good. Highly recommend that. I watched all of Slasher, which is also a Netflix original. There was just one season. It was super good.
You like that?
Very similar. Yeah, it was very similar to the Scream movie where like murders happened 30 years ago and then she comes back and they start up again. Mm-hmm. So it was really good. And then I liked Scream, which was the TV show version of Scream that MTV did. It was so good. I was surprised. I went into it thinking it was going to be awful. Because I love Scream so much.
Really?
But it was great. I loved it.
Huh. You're the first person that I've spoken to that was a fan of the movies and the TV show.
Yeah.
Everybody I know
hated
the TV show.
Don't count Scream 4. Pretend that never happened because it was awful.
It was pretty bad.
It should have been set on fire.
I had a little bit of a thing for Hayden Panettiere, so I'm going to let her slide in that one and not rub the DVD on a brick and light it on fire. But other than that, it was pretty bad.
Yeah, but I loved the Scream trilogy, and I actually liked the TV show.
Cool. Did you get into American Horror Story at all?
Oh, God, yeah.
That's a good one, right? What was your favorite season so far?
My favorite was Hotel with Lady Gaga, followed by, so the two that would be second, because they tied for second, would be obviously the original Murder House, mm-hmm. and then this season, Roanoke Nightmare was really good.
Wow, you liked that one, huh?
Yes, I did. I loved it. I was like waiting every week for it to come on, like counting down the minutes. Yeah, I loved it.
I loved the mythology of the butcher and the Roanoke colony and the pact with the devil and all that shit. But it just kind of, once they got into that weird, we're going to bring back the actors and make them hang out with the actual people in the house. Once it got into like the second half of this, I was like, what the fuck is this? And then here comes Tasia Farmiga, who I have a huge, probably inappropriate crush on. And I'm thinking, oh, she's going to save the show for me. And then she gets impaled 20 minutes later. And
she barely was in it. Poor thing.
There goes that. God damn it.
So then you're excited for a cult to start, right?
Yes, very much so. And I'm glad they didn't go, because there was a lot of rumors flying around that it was going to be based on the election or something like that.
And then it's not at all, so that's cool.
It might still have some undertones from what I've read.
Maybe.
But as long as they don't make that like the focal point of the season, I'm very excited for Cult. Even though the trailers show a bunch of killer clowns, Amanda.
I know.
Uh-oh.
But that's good. They're supposed to freak me out, remember?
That's like true.
You want to be scared. So.
Well, I think they got you this time.
Definitely. And Evan Peters is amazing.
Who does not love Evan Peters?
Oh, my God.
Everybody I know with a vagina is wanting to have sex with Evan Peters.
Of course.
And a couple people I know that don't have vaginas. God. Evan Peters. I love him. I think he's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to see him in more real movies besides.
Me too.
I mean, he was pretty good in X-Men and X-Men Apocalypse.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. I think he's getting married to Emma Roberts, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh,
so
that's a nice couple.
You think so?
If
from what I hear, they fight in public a lot.
Oh,
which I love. I love it when couples fight in public. That's like, that's better than any horror movie I can watch.
That real drama.
Yeah, buddy, pull up a chair, watch these two go at it. Right on, man. What else we got? We talked about video games. You said, have you ever played a video game called State of Decay? Or heard of
it? No, but I've heard of it. I've heard of it.
Sandbox, zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Worth checking out. I do think it is on PC now. It started off on 360. But it's pretty involved. You got to level up your characters and all that stuff. Do you get into the sandbox games at all, or do you just stick with the...
Not really, not too much. There's one coming out soon that's not a sandbox game, but you reminded me whenever you said you got to level up for zombies. So it's called Fortnite, and you're like a team of four, and each one character has special abilities or whatever. And you build, so the building structure is a lot like Rust. The game looks a bit like a cross between Borderlands and Minecraft.
Cool.
And then you build the structure and you have to survive waves. So it's kind of like Dungeon Defenders or whatever it was, where you had to survive waves.
Cool.
And build up your defenses, but they're waves of zombies and you have to survive for a fortnight.
Nice.
So, yeah, that one looks fun.
What exactly is a fortnight? 3 days?
14 days.
14 days.
Yes.
Wow. You played Dungeons & Dragons at one point, too, didn't you? Yes, you did.
Only twice. I've only played it twice.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right on. Do you get into the tabletop gaming at all?
I would love to. I don't often, but I like the games that I've played tabletop.
Right on.
Yeah. Fun. Any kind of games. I don't know. Just anything. Because especially with tabletop games, like, you actually have that face-to-face interaction with your friends rather than over a computer, and you can drink and play and take your time and all that. So.
Exactly. It's way easier, I feel, to talk shit to somebody when they are not within, like punching range. You know what I mean? So, I can talk shit with the best of them, but when they're sitting, like, in the same room, I like to bring it down a notch. Maybe not so much about their mothers and stuff like that.
Right, right. Don't troll them as hard.
Yeah, exactly, because they could actually throw something at my face. Do you do the first-person shooters? You like any of those?
I did. I played all the Halos and loved those. That was back when I did play on 360, like Xbox and Xbox 360. I played Destiny for the first couple of releases of it. I don't know that I'm going to bother with picking up Destiny 2. Feel like it's gotten so the same that I got bored of it.
No, I don't blame you. I'm pretty big into Destiny. I play that one a lot. Rise of Iron came out. I gave that like 2 months. After that, it just kind of got repetitive. I mean, there's always the PvP stuff and the Crucible and the Iron Banner and all that, but it's fine. You just gotta, maybe I'm just getting old or I don't have the stamina for that crap anymore, but.
Well, and like, I'm not much of a PvP player, so with Destiny, there was a group of us that was a raid group, so we would go on the raids and we would level up, when it first came out, and then when, is it Wolf? What was the Wolf one?
Oh, House of Wolves.
House of Wolves, and then, so you would do the raids every time, but then after you're done with that, like, there's not really much else to do. I'm not going to go do the weekly thing over and over again to, like, min-max my weapons by one thing. Like, it's just not worth it to me. Especially now that with Destiny 2, you don't keep anything. You have to start completely fresh. So all that work that all these people have done for years, for nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Completely wasted.
Yeah, in fact, a mutual friend of ours is very good at Destiny. Derek Imorpheus. He's good. Whenever I get in trouble, I shoot him a text in Japan and hope that he's awake. Hey, Derek. Yeah, what are you doing right now, buddy?
My husband plays a lot of Destiny. He's in a Destiny group online, and so they play quite a bit. Yeah.
Very cool. Any releases you're looking forward to coming out, game-wise?
No, just Fortnite. That's the only one I'm, like, really excited to play recently. Cool.
Right on. Well, any movies coming out that you're excited about?
Yes.
Besides it?
I'm super excited about this stupid looking movie that's basically Groundhog Day, but with murder.
Oh, cool.
Called Happy Death Day.
Oh, I've seen the trailers for that.
It's going to be really fun. It comes out on Friday the 13th in October. So nice. I'm looking forward to that. And then there's one that's not technically horror, but I'm really excited about, called Eco Storm, which is kind of like end of times. So they're trying to figure out a way to save the ozone layer, and like shit goes wrong and it backfires and like the whole world starts destructing.
It
so,
never works out.
Yeah, it's not going to work out. It's, but it looks really good.
Right on.
What else is coming out? I don't know if I'll go see Dark Tower. I'm not sure if I want to see it.
Did you read the books at all?
No, I didn't.
Me neither.
I mean, I know what it is, basically, but I just don't know if I'm going to waste my money on it.
Everybody I know that's read the books is really pissed off about these movies.
Okay.
A lot
so
of
it's probably not great.
Well, I think the thing is, not to drag this into some political quagmire, but the character of Roland is supposed to be played by a white guy. And it's not to say that Idris Elba is a bad actor or he's not going to do a good job. But later on in the series, I think, if I'm not mistaken, he gets into an interracial relationship with an African-American woman. And there's a lot of racial issues that come up because of that. So
they're probably going to have to flip it the other way, I guess.
I guess. I have no idea. But apparently that's just going to screw everything up for everybody, and now everybody's all bent about it. I'll probably check it out. I know how to acquire movies, Amanda, so...
Of course.
I can track it down.
I was trying to think, there's another one that's coming out that's not technically scary, but people will probably want to go see it, Flatliners. So they redid... I want to see it so bad. So it's got my favorite person of all time is Nina Dobrev, and she's in it.
Very cool.
With what's her face? Juno.
Ellen Page.
Yes.
Juno.
I always call her Juno.
Yeah, she's just Juno now. Juno.
So, but every trailer I see for it, I'm like super hyped. And I never saw the original.
Oh, you got to see the original.
Oh, you got to watch it. So I'm going to watch that first and then go see Flatliners.
Well, this Flatliners that's coming out was originally supposed to be a sequel to that one. And Kiefer Sutherland, who played one of the main characters, was going to come back as a professor.
Well, he's in it.
Oh,
I don't know what his role is. Yeah, he's in it.
Oh, no shit. Maybe it is a sequel then.
Oh, not sure.
Which makes it even better because the first one was badass.
Yeah, I need to watch it then.
You should.
So I'm up to speed.
Yeah, you should check it out. It's pretty. I would definitely call it a horror movie. There's some horror elements. It's these kids that are experimenting with basically killing each other and then bringing each other back for the experience. But when they come back, they bring some shit with them, and then it's not going to work out, Amanda. It never does.
Never.
What do you think
never
you're going to find
idea.
Out? You're gonna learn who's gonna win next year's Super Bowl by killing yourself for 10 minutes? No.
I think they were trying to figure out what happens after you die is what the point of it was, right?
Well,
like if there was an afterlife, I think that's what they're trying to figure out.
Yeah.
So.
But it's still not gonna work out well, so no.
Never gonna work out.
Right on, Amanda. Well, where can people find you, my dear?
So the easiest way to get to anything that I do is our website, which is cogpod.net. I have a blog on there. All my contact info is on there for Instagram and Twitter. Session 8 is linked on there. So just boom, that's the hub. Easy peasy.
How exactly do people get logged on to Session 8 so they can watch movies with you guys?
They would have to, because of the way we do it, you would have to send me a message on Twitter or join our Discord server to get the private invite.
Okay.
Because the system that we use is called Rabbit TV, and you can stream with your friends on Rabbit, but there's a maximum number of participants, so that's why it has to be like a private invite kind of thing.
Okay. So you need to it's almost like a speakeasy. You like knock on the
door. It's on the DL.
Yeah, and then you got to know the password, and then there's a secret handshake that you got to do.
Yep.
And then
we
you get to watch the
secret
movie.
Handshake. That's right. But we typically have, there's the hosts, the few of us that host it, we'll have our camera on, the webcam is on, and voice is on while the movie is streaming, and it's all in real time.
Cool.
So we get to make fun of it in real time with people that want to watch with us.
Very cool. Sounds like a lot of
it's
fun.
It's fun. It is.
I'm going to have to join you for one of those eventually.
Yes, please.
Very cool, Amanda. Thank you very much for joining me. Is there anything else you want to pimp or put out there besides The Walk to the Darkness?
No, I don't want to pimp that out at all.
Oh, I'll handle that for you. Don't worry about that.
No, just our website. Everything's there. We do the podcast weekly. Check it out. We've got almost a year now.
Wow.
So
you're getting there.
We're getting there.
Nice. All right, my dear. Thank you for joining me. Come back anytime.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, come back anytime you like.
Will do.